Coach, you seem to be more comfortable in your role. You seem to be a little looser. Answers a little longer. Are you more comfortable in your role?
You know, I think it's like anything else. The more you do something, the more comfortable you get. And, you know, being a head coach in this league, you know, there's a lot of moving parts and everything that goes with it. And so, yeah, that's probably fair to say.
Let's go front row here, left side.
Gus Benbaby with the Dallas Morning News. When you were evaluating Kellen Mond during the recruiting process, what did you see out of him and what did you make of him as a quarterback?
Out of who?
Kellen Mond.
Yeah, I mean, he was a talented player. We did recruit him. Him and his dad came to Auburn, you know, numerous times. And, you know, he can run it, he can throw it, and he was a really good person.
Also in the front row here, left side.
Dan Matthews, Gridiron Now. Trey Matthews, what have you seen of him from day one when he stepped on campus to now in his maturation and growth?
Yeah, first of all, I'm real proud of Trey. And, you know, he was a transfer. He had to sit out a year. He's just done a super job of really winning over his teammates, winning over his coaches. And he's not really just our defensive leader. He's really our team leader. And, you know, when he talks, our team listens. And he's a great example. You know, for the young guys, he went on a mission trip with me and Christy and FCA over the break in May and just did a super job. I'm real proud of Trey.
Front row here on the right side.
Morgan Buckles, Auburn Network. A lot of Auburn fans are comparing this offseason with Jarrett Stidham to the 2015 season with Jeremy Johnson. What can they expect to be different?
Well, every year is different. Every quarterback's different. You know, Jarrett, you know, he came from another program. He was very successful. But like I said, Jarrett's got to win the job, you know, and Sean White is a good quarterback in his own right.
Third row on the right side in the middle.
Coach, why do you think the media's had such a hard time projecting your team historically?
You know, that's a good question. Really not for sure. You know, last 2 years, obviously, the depth of the quarterback position once our starter got hurt, you know, has really been our Achilles heel. But, you know, when we've had quality depth of quarterback position, we've been pretty good.
Right side, third row, Matt.
Thank you, Zach. Coach Matt Coulter, Marvel City Media. Obviously, you got an All-American kicker. Does it change the way you play call once you get inside the 50? In a strange way, can it almost be a detriment because you let off the gas a little bit because he's almost automatic?
Well, he's definitely an impact player, and he definitely changes the way you coach the game because when you get him inside 55 yards, there's a high likelihood of getting 3 points. So it does. It depends on the game, but I think it's a real positive. And just as a coach, you just got to figure out strategically, you know, when to go for it on fourth down when you need to get 7. But it's a great security blanket to know when you get within 55. And really, he could probably do it from 60, and you may see that this year. But he is a huge weapon on a kickoff, too, and you know, he's an impact player.
Right side in the back.
Matt Selesky, Fox Sports Shoals Radio. Good morning, Coach. You kind of mentioned it just a moment ago, but I think when we look at your team last year, you lost 3 of the last 4, including the bowl game. And some people think Auburn had a bad year. You guys had an incredible stretch. 6 wins in a row. And I thought Sean White played very well. He was very efficient in that stretch. Yeah. And all I've heard all week is just Stidham, can he be the guy that helps Auburn finally challenge Alabama? And certainly Stidham's a special player. But I think it's a little disrespectful to Sean White and what he's brought to the table. Yeah. You did just mention that Sean has a chance. How much of a chance does he really have? And is this going to be a fun battle going into fall camp?
Well, you just said it. We were on a 6-game win streak, and Sean White was leading our league in completion percentage and quarterback efficiency, passing efficiency. And, you know, if he hadn't got hurt, it would be completely different, I believe. But the disappointment, we had a real chance. And, you know, we had some key injuries late, and we weren't able to really seize the moment. That's the disappointment part that I know I feel, our players, and probably our fans feel. But to answer your question, he's got a real chance. And, you know, Jarrett Stidham's a very talented quarterback. He's a talented quarterback. The good thing right now from a coach's standpoint is we got 2 real guys, and we know that for sure. And that's a great security blanket going into the season.
Right side here, second row on the end.
Hey, Gus, the deep ball was, you talked about it every game last year, right. The lack of it. obviously spring game was completely different, Chip, and you want to do that. What is resulting in the success of it, besides running the ball effectively, on his timing, the throws, maybe wide receiver patterns and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I think there's two things to it. I mean, Chip is very good with the passing game. There is going to be a more of emphasis on vertical passing game. But, you know, we had a bunch of young receivers last year. Most of them were freshmen and redshirt freshmen, still kind of learning. Now they're going to be sophomores and redshirt sophomores. So, you know, they're growing up, and that's a good thing. And, of course, you know, we got two quarterbacks we think can take it down the field. Added with a running game, you know, that's, you know, we feel pretty good, at least right now.
Left side here in the front row.
Success. All right, Jay Tate from AuburnSports.com. Hey, Gus, how you doing?
Hey, great.
Okay, so the plan is to give Chip autonomy to do what he wants to do with the offense. Yeah. There's going to come a time when you guys have four or five or six empty drives. Are you going to have to fight yourself to kind of not get on the horn and start calling plays and take over?
Well, you know, I've committed to turn the offense over to him, and I have a lot of trust, a lot of belief in him. We're from the same philosophy. He was with me in 2013, kind of as my right-hand man off the field when we won the SEC championship. He knows how I think. He knows the expectations, but he's very good at what he does, and there may be some times like that, but he's our guy, and he's going to do a great job.
Let's go here. Second row on the left side on the aisle.
Gus, Jason Caldwell inside the Auburn Tigers. Kerryon's been a productive guy for you for a couple of years and a couple of injuries, but do you feel like this tweak in the offense fits him even better than it has the last couple of years?
You know, I think there's a good chance. You know, Chip really wants to make an emphasis on getting the ball in the passing game to our running backs more than we have in the past, and that's right down his alley. And he's an excellent running back. He catches a ball and probably our best pass protector too.
Let's go next question, center aisle on the camera.
Hey, Coach, Molly Walsh with the Tuscaloosa News. We're doing a research project on should your kid play high school football. So if a parent came to you and asked you that specific question, what would you have to say to them and why?
Did you say should their kids play football?
High school football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, high school football is a great time in kids' life. And, you know, like I said, I was a high school coach for 15 years and some of the funnest times I had coaching. So no doubt.
Let's go right side here, third row.
Jeremy Law, Marble City Media. Coach, your record after 4 years is almost identical to your predecessor. Why were you given a fifth season?
Say that again.
Your record is almost identical to Gene Chizik, your predecessor. Why were you given a fifth season at Auburn?
I mean, we were the number two team in the SEC last year, and you know, we went on a real good run, and it was pretty unfortunate we had a couple key injuries late. But, you know, this year I'm really looking forward to the year, and I think we got a chance to compete for a championship. That's an interesting question.
We have time for one last question with Coach. Let's go right side here in the corner.
Coach John Wilkerson, WNML, Knoxville. As you get a quarterback potentially ready for a first start in the league, what are the things you look for? What do you do to get them ready if indeed you have a new starting quarterback at the start of the year?
Well, I mean, you know, from a coach's standpoint, the what ifs, I mean, they're competing for the job. You know, even though if Jarrett were to win the job, he has started at a high level at other places. So, you know, it'll be good. We'll cross that bridge when we name a starter.